We learned the Masechta Sanhedrin. Some of the topics we learned about include a third explanation to the Machlekes Remeir v'Chacham regarding Zeh Poisel Dayanim ve'Edav, whether one can disqualify the other's dying or aid without proof. A discussion in the ways the Talmid Chacham and Eretz Yisrael showed respect for each other. The Machlekes Remeir v'Chacham regarding Amalei Neman Alai Abba, Neman Alai Avicha, Nemanim Alai Shleisha Roya Bakar. If the two parties agreed to accept a bezdin with one dying who is not suitable, such as one of their fathers who is a karev, a relative, or three shepherds who are not knowledgeable in monetary laws. Remeir says, Yochel Achzeboy, although they previously agreed, each party can retract and demand a bezdin of suitable dayanim. While the Chacham disagree and say, Ein Yochel Achzeboy, since they already agreed, they cannot retract and they must accept the decision of these dayanim. The machlik is in the Chacham's opinion whether they hold Eino Yochel Achzeboy only in the case of Machloch, if the Malvo agreed to absolve the Leiva from payment through the decision of the Yonim Psulim and now he wants to retract, or even in the case of Etenloch, if the Leiva agreed to pay the Malvo through the decision of the Yonim Psulim and now he wants to retract. The machlik is in Remeir's opinion whether he holds Yochel Achzeboy only in the case of Lefnei Gemar Din, if one party wants to retract before the Dayanim issued their final decision, or even in the case of L'Achar Gemar Din, if one party wants to retract after the Dayanim issued their final decision.